Welcome to the Girl Scout Advantage podcast, a podcast where we educate, empower, and share the stories of the Girl Scout experience. Join us to rediscover the magic of leadership, teamwork, and personal discovery. The Girl Scout Advantage, a podcast where you will learn how the Girl Scouts Heart of Michigan creates successful girls for today who will become the leaders of our tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Girl Scout Advantage podcast. I am your host, Brenna West, and today I am super excited to be chatting with Jessica Daly, who is one of our amazing troop leaders out of St. John's. And we're going to learn all about her Girl Scout story and why she volunteers with Girl Scouts. So Jessica, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Brenna.
Of course. So to kick us off, would you mind just telling us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. So I am a mother of three. I have two daughters in Girl Scouts, and I've been a nurse for 17 years, married to my awesome husband for 13. His name is Aaron, and I was a Girl Scout myself, so I can tell you a little bit about that. I started as a Brownie. My best friend was in Girl Scouts. Her mom was actually the troop leader. So I started in second grade. And then I was a Girl Scout all through my junior year of high school and actually received my Silver Award.
Awesome. How cool. So tell us about your Girl Scout experience when you were a girl. You know, what were some of your favorite memories, some of your favorite things about being a Girl Scout? You know, when you look back, what do you think about?
Yeah. So I, you know, said initially I got started because my best friend was in Girl Scouts, but it really, what kept me was the amazing experiences my troop leader would facilitate for us. It wasn't, you know, always the going on great trips like Chicago, which we did, or going to see Phantom of the Opera in Toronto, but it even was just those little moments where we would go to Girl Scout camp every year and we would have these amazing things that we did within our troop. Like one year we practiced and put on a play for all of our parents and grandparents. And it was all about those experiences that I wouldn't have normally been able to have if I wasn't a Girl Scout. And I really connected with all of my troop members, and we really became more than just really great friends. We became sisters.
Are you still friends with many of the girls from your troop or any of them?
Yeah. So my best friend and I, we are still friends. We've been friends going on, you know, 30 plus years now, and really great friends with a lot of the other girls from my troop. And we get together as much as we can. And we really try to connect still. It was one of those things where we were bonded for life. And we have those memories and those experiences that we love to just reminisce about and share and talk about those great trips that we went on and all of the fun things that we did within Girl Scouts.
That is awesome. And it is so special to have friendships for such a long time, such a large portion of your life, you know, having these people as friends. So that is so special. Now, when did you decide that you wanted Girl Scouting to be part of your family as a mom? When did you make that decision and why?
Yeah. So I had always talked to my daughter, who is now 11, about my experiences as being a Girl Scout. And I let her decide for herself what she wanted to do. And I would talk about my experience, but then I would also have her talk to her friends who were already Girl Scouts. She became a Girl Scout when she was in first grade. And I think a lot of it was discussing my experience. And then knowing that she had these friends and Girl Scouts that she could have these fun moments with after school, outside of school. And because she's from such a small school, her grade is very small, and she only had a few girls in her grade. So the Girl Scout troop within St. John, it's a mixed troop. We have kindergartners as daisies all the way up through cadets, sixth grade. So it also allowed for her to meet and become friends with other girls outside of just her grade level.
That's really cool. You know, I think it's special too that you shared your experience with her, but ultimately also let her explore it as an option for herself. So at what point did you decide to become a volunteer?
So I actually got sort of thrown into it. My work schedule at the time when she started really didn't allow for me to be all in or even really help to be very involved with her troop. And then right before 2020, the two leaders were thinking about stepping back. They didn't want to lead full time. They wanted to still maybe be involved a bit, but be able to pull back from that full responsibility. So they actually decided to have a meeting over Zoom about where the troop was headed. Would we maybe try to find the girls some other troops that they could be involved in, or would somebody be able to step up or want to step up? And I actually was the only other person on the meeting other than the current leaders. So in that moment, I knew in my heart I didn't want the troop to just flounder and go away. I wanted my daughter to be able to, it was only going to be her second year in the troop, and I wanted her to be able to be involved second or third year, actually, I think. So I stepped up and I said that I would be the leader.
So I love how you kind of set up my next question, because you said, well, at first, I mean, basically you were the only option, right? To like keep the troop going. So that is like pretty typical for many of our troop leaders, especially when they maybe don't start the troop, but jump in later on. It's because they needed to do that in order to keep the troop going. So now, thinking about your Girl Scout experience as a volunteer, why have you continued to be a volunteer? And what do you enjoy about being a volunteer?
So I continued the troop because of the enjoyment that I saw the girls getting out of it. At each year, we have had growing numbers, and we've had these girls coming back and just expressing how much they love Girl Scouts. Getting to see them enjoy it so much, and getting to see my own daughters enjoy it so much. She's going to second grade now, but my second daughter has been in the troop since she was in kindergarten. And just getting to experience Girl Scouting on the other side of it, you know, not being a Girl Scout myself, already having had that experience, but now I get to see these girls and what they get out of it. That's what kept me going with the troop.
And what are some of your favorite things about being a volunteer? You know, what are some of the benefits that maybe you weren't expecting, weren't anticipating, but now you're like, oh my gosh, I love it because of, you know, what you get out of it?
Yeah. So a big thing that I love is when I go into the school, not even just for Girl Scouts, I go into the school to, you know, be involved in my daughter's classrooms or my son. And I see these girls that have been either past Girl Scouts of mine or their current Girl Scouts, and their faces light up and they come give me the biggest hug. And they love to, you know, stop and talk to me and tell me about how their day is going or what they've done since our last meeting. And they get to talk to me about what they're excited about for our next meeting. Getting to hear them talk about, well, I've never done this before, and getting to have these new experiences. Like, some of them had never gone camping, and we went camping the last 2 years. Some of them, we tried to try some new different snacks, and some of them had never tried things like a pomegranate before. And just watching their excitement and trying something new, I actually have had a couple of girls say, you know, outside of Girl Scouts, I really don't have a big group of friends that I hang out with. So it's really fun for me to come to a Girl Scout meeting and be able to hang out with everybody and get to know other girls.
Sounds like it's really rewarding knowing that the work that you put in as a volunteer allows girls to really get those outcomes that were so special to you when you were a girl.
Yeah, it's very rewarding.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious if there's anything that you have learned about yourself because of being a volunteer, or skills that you've built that you credit your Girl Scout experience as an adult to.
I've learned much more patience. I've learned that every girl learns at their own pace. Every girl has different little characteristics or needs that you have to really tailor to and work with and try to organize things in a way that helps every one of the girls grow. Being that we have a mixed troop where we have girls that are 5, 6 years old on up to 12 years old, it has been really challenging at times being able to get them all organized and keep the flow of the meeting going. But I've really learned to use my resources, whether it's with parents, grandparents, or even having the girls that are cadets in the troop, really helping out with the girls who are daisies in the troop. That has been something that's really been amazing to watch. And these girls that are cadets, they have really stepped up, and they will come to me and say, Mrs. Daly, could we help do this, this, and this with the Daly girls? They recognize that there's a need and they step in, and I really have enjoyed watching them grow and watching them become more responsible, more thoughtful girls.
And especially many of those girls, you've been volunteering to support their troop for years now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like, what is that like watching that transformation happen from when they're that daisy brownie, you know, which for anyone who doesn't know, that's our, you know, first and second grade girls to now being the cadets, the older girls, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, mentoring the younger girls. What is it like to see that transformation happen?
I get really proud. Like, it's like a mama bear watching her little cubs growing. And I've really, really enjoyed watching those girls flourish and watching them become these amazing Girl Scouts. We're now going on into middle school. And it's been really amazing watching them go from these girls who really needed guidance to being able to lead. And they do. They lead in so many moments and so many ways within our troop.
How have you over the years facilitated that growth? What are some of the things that little by little you've done to get girls to be leading in that capacity?
So, you know, being that Girl Scouts is girl-led, tried my best, and our other troop volunteers really help facilitate this. We try our best to present options to the girls. Like when we begin our year, we ask them what they want to get out of Girl Scouting for the year. We break it down into what badges they want to earn, and we go through those with them. We have them make lists of that. We have them talk about what they want to do for any kind of fun activities throughout the year. And then our big thing within our troop is to have a big service project at the end of the year, where we either donate some of the money that they've earned from cookie sales, and or we go and we actually physically help out. So allowing them to really think about what they want to do and really leading that. Instead of telling them what to do, I really just help them to think about it for themselves and make decisions of what they want to get out of Girl Scouting.
Is it difficult at all to kind of relinquish some of that control as the girls get older? What is that like?
I think as they get older, it's actually a little easier to relinquish some of that control. What I struggle with is when they're younger, trying to figure out how I just facilitate that instead of making that decision for them. I think that's probably the hardest part for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of guiding young girls through that girl-led decision-making process. It can be challenging without, like you said, just being like, okay, here's how we do it. Here's how we do the thing. Guiding them through that problem solving, it definitely is hard work. So that is for sure something that is like, it takes a lot of intention and a lot of planning. But I think it's one thing that a lot of people don't realize is like, as the girls get older, they take on so much more of the responsibility. They take leadership, and your role as a volunteer becomes more and more kind of supervisory rather than, I mean, you're still facilitating the experience, but it's not as intense as with our five-year-olds or our little asleep. That requires a lot more helping them do things. So I'm curious, what are some of your favorite memories with your troop?
So actually, some of my favorite memories have been taking them back to Camp of the Hills and camping with them where I went as a girl, and being able to share in that. And a lot of them, it was the first experience that they had ever had in camping, or being able to shoot a bow and arrow, or shoot a BB gun, or really connect with nature on a different level. So I think that's probably my favorite memory with them, is doing those camping experiences.
And how special, like you said, to be the place where you have so many of your Girl Scout memories, and now being able to take those girls there. That is awesome. What is something that you wish that you knew before you decided to be a Girl Scout volunteer?
I wish, so starting when I did, my really first experience with being a volunteer was during the pandemic. And I really wasn't able to learn and be mentored from those Scout leaders that had been involved before. So I really wish that I had had that experience though, because I think my transition would have been easier if I could have been maybe an assistant volunteer for even a year, or just be able to go to another troop and sort of watch how they run things, how they get things done. I'm more of a hands-on learner. So all of the, you know, online modules and things were great, but I really needed that hands-on of being able to experience it firsthand. So I think that was really challenging and would have really been needed for me to be able to just kind of like monitor, be mentored a little bit.
That is a really perfect like transition, because becoming a volunteer during the pandemic obviously had its challenges, as you mentioned. Can you share a little bit, like if somebody is thinking about becoming a volunteer, what are some of those resources that are available to them that you have found to be really helpful in your volunteer experience?
Yeah, so I think connecting with other leaders, that's been extremely helpful. So one of our leaders stayed on, and she helped more with the financial, secretarial, and this year she did everything with the fundraising. So I think having her to just be able to bounce ideas off of, being able to talk with her. And then of course, the staff at our regional office have been amazing at helping with whatever questions I might have. But then I really have learned to use the volunteer toolkit online. And that was a great way to set up what we were going to do for our badge work.
Can you explain the volunteer toolkit for someone who might not be familiar?
Yeah, so within MyGS, the volunteer toolkit gives you the ability to search for badges, and you can actually make kind of a plan or a track for what you're going to be doing throughout the year. And you can map it out for the full year. I usually went kind of meeting by meeting of what we were going to do, but you're able to then select what badges you want, your troop wants, and then you can go through and select kind of what your activities are going to be, what you're going to need for your girls to be able to meet those badge requirements.
So kind of like almost a one-stop shop that you get access to as a volunteer to really plan out your year and all the things that you might want to do.
Yeah.
Cool. How do you connect girl-led with volunteer toolkit? You kind of mentioned this when you were talking about like planning your year with the girls, but how do you utilize volunteer toolkit while keeping it girl-led?
Yeah. So for us, because we have a mixed troop, I really try for each Girl Scout meeting to break the girls down by level, but then bring them back for a full troop meeting with everyone. So what I do is I make sure to have each individual grouping, daisies, brownies, juniors, cadets, go through, pick what badges they're interested in. And then I connect and I see if the badges that they have chosen sort of correlate with one another. And then I go into the toolkit, I figure out what they might need to make sure that they meet the badge requirements. And it usually, for each step, gives you some options of things that could be done. And so then I go back to the girls and we talk about, you know, these are some of the options for this requirement. What are some things you want to do? And I let them talk it through and they figure out what it is that they want. And we sort of tweak it a little bit too. If it's somewhat what they want, but it's not really fitting for them, then we talk about other options or ideas or ways that they could meet those requirements. And then I go ahead and sort of gather up materials that will be needed for the next meeting.
So talk to us a little bit about your fellow volunteers, the people who keep the troop running with you. What is your team structure like? How do you guys operate?
So as I said, we have one leader. She was one of the main leaders when I took over. She right now does all of the fundraising. She is really our financial person, keeps track of all of that, any secretarial kinds of things that we have that a need for. And then I have two other troop leaders, and we coordinate in making sure that we have snack ready for the next meeting. We coordinate in making sure that we have all of the materials that we need for the girls to complete their badge work. Basically do that at the previous meeting toward the end, or we have just a group chat that we will communicate on to make sure we have everything that we need.
I ask because sometimes people think that there's a troop leader and the troop leader does everything for the troop. It's one thing that we're kind of trying to help folks understand is that no, often it's a team of folks who work together to, you know, facilitate that Girl Scout experience. Can you talk a little bit about how having that team of people can help? It's like that many hands make for light work kind of idea. Can you just talk about that a little bit? Maybe how it helps having that team, you know, if like one of your lives is in chaos and you've got these things happening, you can kind of, you know, lean on each other.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where I definitely would not have been able to do this on my own at all. One, we wouldn't have been able to support all of the girls that wanted to be involved in Girl Scouts. if it were just me. Two, the fundraising piece in itself is really difficult, really time consuming for even just one person, let alone that one person also being the main troop leader. So there are a lot of times when we will just bounce ideas off of each other, or I'll send out, hey, we need X, Y, and Z for the next meeting. Sometimes it's a matter of one of our leaders knows kind of like all of our inventory of our supplies. So then she can say, well, we have this, we have that. And just being able to kind of delegate which person is going to get what, and then having that extra support also means that if, like you said, something falls apart in my life and I can't be available, or vice versa with one of them, we have extra people that can then step up and help and make it happen.
Now, tell us about your relationships with your other co-leaders. Have y'all become good friends? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I would say, so one of my co-leaders, she is also my neighbor. This last year was her daughter's first time being in Girl Scouts. And I sort of nudged her into it saying, you know, I need some help. And I know that you would love to do this. And it's brought us closer. We've been able to connect over things with Girl Scouts and then get to know each other better outside of just being neighbors and our daughters being friends. Yeah, I feel like in those moments where the girls are doing their own thing, their girl-led stuff, we're able to have conversations, get to know each other better, talk through things in our lives. So it gives not only the girls that great safe space to do all of these amazing things, but it gives us the ability to connect and have that camaraderie and talk about those things that are going on with us as leaders.
That's so cool. And I think it's one of those kind of hidden gems of being a Girl Scout leader is that, yes, you're facilitating this experience where the girls will make some of the best friends of their lives. And you get that adult time to have friendships, meaningful friendships that, you know, a lot of people just don't know that or don't expect that about the Girl Scout experience as an adult. So Jessica, I know we've covered quite a bit today. Is there anything else that you were really hoping we would chat about today that we didn't get to?
So we had sort of talked about other ways of getting people involved in Girl Scouting. And I really think that having parent involvement is wonderful, but there is this untapped market for adults who have been Girl Scouts themselves. Maybe they have children of their own, maybe they don't, maybe they have children that aren't really interested in being involved in Girl Scouts, but they want to give back because they were involved and they were a Girl Scout themselves. And one thing that I know through my employment at Henry Ford Jackson, we have a program where we volunteer and we are able to then use that volunteerism for part of our like a professional advancement program that we have. So that was something that was just kind of an extra added bonus of me being a Girl Scout leader, was that I was able to use that volunteerism to help in my professional world. And, you know, maybe there are some people out there that are needing something like that for their jobs, or they're just wanting to get involved in volunteering. And so I think this would be a great way for them to be able to do that.
That is so cool. Yeah, there are many employers who reward in one way or another that appearing out of work time. What would you say to somebody who's like, yeah, maybe like I was a Girl Scout, I loved Girl Scouting, maybe I could volunteer. Like, what kind of advice would you give to them, or what would you tell them?
I would just say jump in and do it. Don't overthink it. Don't think, well, I just don't have the time, because there's always the ability to spend even 1 or 2 hours a month being involved and giving back to girls. And I feel like if you don't just jump in and really take that leap, you'll always make excuses for why you can't do it. Even if you're thinking you have this little spark in your mind, reach out to your local office, see where there's a need, where there's maybe a troop that is struggling and they just need an extra set of hands. I think every troop could use an extra set of hands and an extra person to really give back.
Yeah, such great advice and so true. And in some of the other episodes during this season, we're talking about service unit volunteer positions and other volunteer positions that really can also assist troop leaders. If you can lighten the load of the troop leader, you know, there are so many ways to give back to Girl Scouts. So wonderful advice. Jessica, thank you so much for joining me today and for chatting with me. It was lovely to get to know you and hear your Girl Scout story. So I really appreciate your time today.
Well, thanks for having me. This was really fun.
Yeah, of course. So to all of our listeners, if you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, please be sure to do so by clicking the beautiful subscribe button that you see. And then from there, be sure to leave us a rating and a review. This really helps us to grow the podcast and share this message with people who might be looking for an opportunity like Girl Scouts. From there, go ahead and share this episode on any of your social media profiles. Again, because you never know who might stumble upon it and find a really meaningful opportunity for their life. So thanks again for tuning in today. And until our next adventure, be bold, be brave, and leave each place a whole lot better than you found it. Every moment we're alive, it's our love that will survive.